Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. So we're here smack dab in the middle. When we get to the middle of a series, it gets real. And, you know, as God is revving us up, sometimes rough us up, we get some reality checks. And so when we are talking about no excuses, let's get it done. And we've already started moving through inadequacies. We've already started moving through jealousies. You know, these are reasons why people don't operate at their fullest potential. They either think that they're not good enough or other people are better than them, and they start even moving into resentment. And these are not the attitude of gratitude. It makes it very difficult for good things to come and stay in your life. Not saying good to come, because some people can touch success. And then now, in the midst of success, they feel that they're in the middle of turmoil. We're not talking about that. We want you to have victory in all areas of your life. And that is a process. Don't think that it's going to be, that life is going to be 360 degrees sweet all the time. You can't get to the sweet spot unless you move through the ugly terrain of life. You need to understand that. So in the meantime, between times, don't let when you're going through be the reason that you slow down building your business, be the reason that you stop pursuing purpose. And so when we start discussing this on today, we're talking about another big excuse. People call them reasons, is I don't deserve it. Deservability is one of those things that you must have in order to move into a prosperous place, meaning an overflow. You must believe that you deserve it too. And that's what we're talking about today, is that you deserve it too. This will now stop allowing you to tolerate things in your life that has no place for you to go to your next level. This will now start making you change your whole perspective on why you're awake, and you'll start pursuing purpose with diligence. We got to go to the Lord today, because I'm super excited about what he's about to do through you, as long as it's for him. Through you, for him. Through you, for him. Yes. God wants to do some things through you for his kingdom. So just in case you're wondering why you keep tripping up, if what you're doing has nothing to do with what God has already established for us to do here on earth, then there's going to continue to be a lot of drama. I'm not talking about people acting perfect and religious. God don't even, he's not even down for that. He knows your heart. We're not talking about trying to persuade people that you're perfect and righteous. We're not talking about that. Let's get 100 with God right now, and let's purify our hearts. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today. This day you've made me so joyous and glad we're here in the land of the living. I know, Lord, that some people may say, oh, saying this every day, but there needs to be never a day that goes back without us giving you the highest praise of hallelujah. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you are the great I am. There is no one above you, no one bigger than you, no one better than you. We're so grateful, dear Lord, that you can see and you know everything. This is why we're plugging into you, the source. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that your Holy Spirit is being here, reigning full and full effect here in Power Start Your Day. This is your place. You're always welcome here. Holy Spirit of the living God, we're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that your servant is decreasing as you increase. Your people are hungry and thirsty. They're desperate. But they have been tainted to think they're desperate for the world. Let their hearts be turned that they're desperate for the kingdom. This is where the overflow, the abundance is. This is where no limits are. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we're going out to do great exploits in your name. Our gifts before God and man. We're thanking you right now that we are called out ones to do what maybe some generations before were afraid to do, but we're walking out in good courage as we're coming boldly but humbly before your throne, making our petition made known. Remove everything from us that's not of you, that's obstructing your assignment that you've called us to do. We're thankful, dear Lord, that lives are being transformed even now. We know that sometime a manifestation needs to catch up with what has already happened in the spirit, but we declare and decree right now victory over everything and anything that's stopping us from doing your work and living your word. We thank you. We honor you. We bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so I had a few scriptures for you. Some of them I need you to go back and you're going to read. For yourself, oh my God. I can tell you right here that as I was doing my research on this whole deal of you deserve it too, there comes a tussle, especially in the spirit for me as I intercede on the behalf of so many people who listen so faithfully, consistently to start your day, yet they're still in a void space. They're still in an empty place. So saying, I'm not sure, Lord, if I just keep listening, I just want to hear you like they're hearing you. I want to see what they're seeing. I want to experience the success others are experiencing, and I feel like I'm drowning. I feel like it's not going to ever happen for me. That thought I said, in itself, if it cannot happen for you, ties the hand of God. And so we start going into the scripture of Psalms 37 and 4. We have Psalm 37 and 4. I'm going to give you a few other ones here. Very familiar, John 10:10, and Psalms 115 and 14. And we're also going to, I want your private time to go to Deuteronomy 8:18. These are all Psalm 37:4, John 10:10, Psalms 115:14, Deuteronomy 8:18. You're going to get a lot of meat on today, because when you start talking about you want to do big things for God, you're talking about you want to do big things for the kingdom. You want to do big things in your network marketing business. You want to roll into the million flow and stay there and not be miserable, not still be dissatisfied with a lot of the areas of your life. You want to stop chasing dollars and keep helping people. Well, if you want to get to those places, you got to start eating meat and come off of some baby food. And you're going to have to put your big boy underwear and big girl underwear on. I'm talking about where nobody can see you. Are you a big boy and girl? We start talking about undeservability. This is something that a lot of people tussle with, even at different levels. There's levels to everything. And I could remember even saying, Lord, could it be me too? Like, it seemed like I messed up a lot of stuff. You said, honor your mother and your father. And I could remember times as a kid, I was rebellious. A lot of the things I share with you guys, it wasn't like I didn't have a mother telling me the right thing to do. It's not like I didn't grow up in a family where my grandmother prayed and taught us, even Sunday school, to tell us what we should be doing, what we should not be doing. Just like many of us, we know what we should and should not be doing, even if our daddy tells us what we should not be doing, and we still do it, and now we start running into a place of we don't deserve it, and I want you to know that you deserve it too. So let's go into Psalms 37:4, and it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You have to, in your heart, believe that God too has something for you that's bigger than where you are now. Sometimes life will start seeming like it's trying to push you out of spaces and places you don't understand. It's only for you to go to the next level of your life. You want to stay there. He's pushing you out, and you misconstruing it as God has forgotten you when he's saying, I need you to move. When we start thinking about John 10:10, that flows right in here. Now, delight yourself in the Lord, and he should give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalms 37:4. But then now, John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. This is Jesus letting us know very clearly of what he came, how and why he came. But he's letting you know that as soon as you start thinking about great things, as soon as you start trying to do the right thing, which is towards God and now towards his people, now here comes the thief. Comes in the disguises of sometimes even family and friends, and even comes in the disguise of situations in your life, illness, all sorts of things. And now you start using these as excuses that, you know what, it's up for me. It's time up for me. I don't deserve anything else. I'm this age and this hasn't happened yet. And I'm that age and that hasn't happened yet. And now you're wallowing and you're sitting up there like I've fallen and I can't get up kind of mode every single day, even though you're waking up and you're getting up. I need you guys to hear me. That there is a prayer, there's a blessing in the book of Psalms that says, in Psalm 115 and 14, that says, may the Lord give you increase more and more, you and your children. Now, when I don't know about you, but when I hear this and I know that God came to give me an abundant life, Jesus died for me to have an abundant life, then he turns around and say, I want to increase you more and more. You and your children, so you can experience some of the fruit now, but it's going to overflow into your children and then your children's children. Now, that means you got to get up and get moving now. I don't know about you, but when I hear these scriptures, a fight comes up on the inside of me. Some things just start sparking on the inside of me. Not just for my family, but for your family to get up. Stop making these excuses. Let's go get it. Let's go make some major things happen. The door is open for you. No one is stopping you, but you. God says you have the green light. What are you waiting for? People behind you blowing the horn, meaning your purpose. People hungry, waiting on you to make moves. You just haven't talked to them yet. You'll stay in flow as long as you remember Deuteronomy 8 and 18. That is the Lord your God, for it's he who gives you the power to gain that wealth. You start gaining that wealth and you start acting ugly. You start acting like the enemy. Okay, I need you to know that he's established a covenant that he swore to your fathers as it is today. And he keeps his covenant with folks who stay in covenant with him. Look. All I can tell you is you deserve it too. You want to start coming to Q because deservability will take you to a whole nother level. Deservability will move you into gratitude. That's the attitude where God says, you know what? This is where I can be all sufficient for you. In gratitude. His grace is all sufficient. In gratitude, he could do something with you. In gratitude, it's easier to move into deservability. Because gratitude is saying, you know what, Lord, it's already done. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So now it's easier for you to accept, walk in, live in the rewards of grace. I need you to know that your actions are telling God if you believe that he wants to prosper you. Meaning that no matter what you're seeing, what's happening in other people's life, that you know without a shadow of a doubt that there is the overflow waiting for you and your family. That means that you will stop tolerating the excuses you have been and start getting it done. Who's out there? Who hear me this morning? Who's hearing me this morning? I would love to hear that you are believing that God wants to prosper you in your business and everything that you do, that you and your family deserve overflow. Is it, or do you only deserve to use your smartphone to scroll down other people living their best life, or even the ones who faking that they are? Do you think that that's all for you? Is you to watch other folks and what they got on and what they doing? And every day, that's all God has for you. Do you believe? I just need to know, do you believe that God wants to prosper you this morning? And I need you to say, I believe, because the light is lit up. The whole board is lit up. Let's allow other people to call it out on this line that they believe, so they can get out and go help some people. Go do your business. Go do your business. You ain't got to rap like Jay-Z or Cardi B to go and make prosperity in your life. Good morning. Good morning. 478 last 42157. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. How are you doing today?
I'm amazing, King. Good morning. What's up?
I just want you to know I thank God for you. I thank God for giving me another day to get things right. Your lesson this week has been directed towards me, and I'm sure other people on this line. But I'm making the transitions. I'm making the changes, and I can assure you that I'm already seeing the results of the changes that I'm deciding to make. I believe that I deserve move forward in that. Thank you.
Bless you, King. I want you to say, I believe that God has prosperity for me. Some people believe that all God is to have is the woes. I need you to be specific in the language that the earth will understand. They will now start answering and bowing to your commands of prosperity, that the universe, God has already designed it. The universe ain't God, guys. He created it. He says you get to command what it gives you. Command prosperity. 716 last 48616. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. Good morning. I believe God has prosperity and abundance for me. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I am grateful. I am so grateful. Yesterday, because for the last past several days, the Lord had put in my spirit about restoration. And so not just only restoring me, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, you know, even with my family and, you know, just with people. And so I was reading in Deuteronomy chapter 30, and, you know, he was just letting me know there were some things. A few weeks ago, I had to go to the doctors, to the cardiologist, and where I had got my stents put in at, that part was flowing 100%. But then he said I had like a couple of little small blockages, you know, minor, but he wasn't concerned about it. And so when he said he wasn't concerned about it, I was concerned because I had to go to God and say, Lord, what is these couple of little blockages that I still have that's blocking, you know, the blood from flowing completely for me to be whole in my heart? And he let me know there was still some unforgiveness that I was harboring from people that had hurt me in my past. So I had to release that. And I said, Lord, when I go back to that doctor's, my next visit, because he had gave me some medication, and I told him, I said, well, I may take it and I may not. And I don't take it because I have that kind of faith, and I know that God has sustained me from 2014 all the way to now with no heart medication except for blood pressure medicine, which I take. And so I said, but all this other stuff I will not put in my system because I know the God that I serve, that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And I thank him because every day I've been doing some just mind transformation. And the other day the enemy had told me, oh, you don't have to do this. You don't got to do that. And I was like, and yes, I do, because you know what? I'm not only doing it for myself. And the Lord have already let me know that there was people that's out there that's waiting on you, Savita. And so every day I had to record my voice of the things that I had written down for affirmation for myself. And when I hear myself every morning speak those affirmation, it gives me strength because I listen to the tone of my voice. I listen to everything. And I said, Lord, I'm grateful. And I thank God because the things that most people may not have, the Lord was like, is that you? I want you to think about the things that are good and a good report. So I had to learn to just even be in the state that I'm in right now to be grateful. So I'm so grateful, and I believe that God wants me to prosper and to be in good health, even as my soul is prospering. So I thank God this morning for everything that you have been teaching on the last several weeks, because it has been confirmation of the things that God has already been doing within me, and I've been writing it down. And so this morning I was like, okay, I had jumped in the shower and I was running behind because I was up late. But I thank God, and I was like, I know, Lord, I'm not going to miss anything. And so I had just jumped on as you were giving those scriptures, and I thank God for you, and I just thank God for his obedience, that I'm being obedient and lining up with him and his word.
God bless you. You know, and definitely a lot of people, the ailments that we have starts first in our heart. In the spirit, the connection or disconnection with God on how we either stay in harboring things or we move forward and move past. I tell you, good morning. My God, 863, last 47999. Do you believe that God has prosperity for you and your family? The line is lit up, guys. Let's move quickly so we can let everyone
Good morning, Nicola. This is Tara from Florida.
God bless you, Queen. What's up?
Good morning. I believe that God has prosperity for me. I believe that God has prosperity for me. I just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank everyone for actually sharing, because this is a testimony. I mean, this is more than just a testimony, because what I have learned, and I had to sit back and just look, that I had to let go of my stubborn heart. And the Lord is just showing me that, you know, you see leadership and you see other things, and sometimes you can think that it's just going to happen overnight, but everybody have their own walking journey. The way that one person may do it, it may not work for you, but if you stay on one accord and you line it up with God, everything will, you know, work its way out. And the Nikki will share the story about the pregnant dog and elephant, and I say, you know what, Tara, that's you. You know, you can see something birthing, something that had already happened, but what God is using in you may be more powerful in another realm with someone else. I just want to say thank you for everything that you've been sharing this week, last week, the past couple of months with me, because not only with the company, it have built me up, but it have built me up spiritually and personally to know that I too can help others and win in this walk.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. That's the thing. We all have to know that yes, you can. Good morning. 772 last 47118. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Nicola. How are you this morning?
I'm amazing, Queen. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I do believe God has a plan for me, and I'll tell you, I have not always believed that. I used to believe that life was what it was, and that, you know, paycheck to paycheck and struggle being a single parent was just what it was for me, that there was nothing more. That's the way I've lived for so long. The mindset that I've had for so long is that you're just going to have to struggle. And yes, you have to struggle, but there is more. This isn't all that God has. And the last few weeks I've been meditating and writing and thinking, God is of abundance. And He's not a God of lack. He is not a God of despair, of fear, of depravity. That's, none of that comes from God. That's the enemy. And I spend a lot of time at the beach. I live in Florida. I spend a lot of time at the beach. And I'm just, every time I go to the beach, I look at the ocean. And I'm like, nothing about this ocean says God is limited. Nothing about the shore says God is limited. I look at the grains of sand and I'm like, you can't even count it. That's abundance. God is of abundance. And if you think for one second that you are condemned to a life of struggle and scarcity and poverty, that's not true. That's a trick of the enemy. So, yes, I do believe God has a plan for me. And John 10:10 says I can have life and have it abundantly. Jeremiah 29:11 says God has a plan to prosper me. I believe that. And this business has helped me to grow in that belief and in that mindset. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm surely not where I used to be. And 2018 has brought to growth.
Yes.
It's been painful and it's hurt, but I know God is working. I know He's doing a great thing in me, so I just got to keep going because I know He has something for me, but I got to go get it.
That's right.
You got to go get it. You say you're a single mom. That's all your kids are looking at. That's all your kids have. You've got to go and get it. You've got to get it done. You've got to get it done. Let me explain something, you guys. When we say, oh, that struggle, no, it's God challenging you. Sometimes it's God testing you. Are you believing what you see, or do you believe me even though you can't see me? Do you understand that I'm so big that I'm everywhere? Meaning I still see you. I still hear you. I need to hear you calling out to me, not calling out what your problems are. 803, last 47561. Can we keep moving, guys? We have a huge, huge, huge group. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Do you believe God wants
good
to
Good morning,
you?
Nicola.
Good
morning. I believe God has prosperity for me and abundance and overflow for my children and my children's children. I believe.
Oh, my God. Miss Nancy, we already know. You know what overflow is, but God ain't done with you yet. God ain't done
Amen.
With you yet. Not done all that you know you could and should be doing. I just want to see you win so bad. You got to go hard, Miss Nancy. You got to go hard. People got to hear your voice. People got to hear what you have experienced, even in times when people thought things were not possible and what you've done, and then be able to see that you're still doing it. I love you, Miss Nancy. Thank you so much for all that you do and all that you brought. Huge things, but history is still in the making for you. Thank you. Oh, my God. I love me some Nancy. I love me some Miss Nancy. 859, last four, 9518. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're going to make you be the last share. 859, 9515. 9518, I'm sorry. Good morning. Oh, you don't want to be last. So we got to go on. We got to keep moving. That's how opportunities do. They don't stop. They keep moving. 503, last 40853. It's you. It's your turn. Who's that?
Hey, great morning, great morning, great morning, Queen Nicola. It's Talonda from Portland, Oregon. I just wanted to get on and touch and agree with everyone that is on this line because I truly believe in the power of doing such, and wanted to get on and just say, I believe that I deserve God's prosperity. I believe that I deserve God's abundance and prosperity. I believe that I deserve God's abundance and prosperity. Thank you so much for today's call. Love to everyone that's out there.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Listen, if you guys believe it, go share it with somebody else. And your social media on today, so many people, I do see a lot of people share, hop on Power Start Your Day, but I want you to share with some other people. There are some people that you know that need this in their life. They have no clue. The community that you're touching base with every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you need to share what it has done for you, even on today. Go ahead and share. You'll be surprised. I have a lot of people who end up attracting even powerful business partners just because they say, oh, that's how you wake up and start your day. You're a good candidate to partner with me in other things. Or you know what? You're listening to that. Now I can trust that you're a business person of integrity. If you're one that can stand even sometime the correction that comes over Power Start Your Day and you can still go out there and do greatness, you're a good candidate to partner with. Guys, go ahead and share with people out there. And I love you. Let's go make it happen on today because you deserve it too. You deserve it too. Have a blessed day.